Well, no, we don't want to make it seem set up. We want to make it seem like you just did it, you know, from your heart, and then I just happened to see it. Yeah. All right, talk to you. Bye. Thanks.
Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reatha Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. It's a lovely Monday morning here in Los Angeles, and for most of the country.
A little bit late, Terry.
Huh?
A little bit late jumping on here. Too many calls coming in.
There you are. I was just saying what a lovely morning it is here in Los Angeles.
Boy,
and I think most of the country has gotten much better weather now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just amazing you wake up every day to this kind of weather. Do you feel guilty or what? No?
I've lived here my whole life, so it's normal to me. I don't know anything different. I know there's some people that are missing the trees, changing colors and whatever, but I love L.A. Hey, what can I tell you?
Yeah, you look outside. We had a great event last night on Mary Duda's boat. It was just a great event. So many interesting people came. Eric invited from an event he went to at the Celebrity Connect event. And, boy, you meet some very interesting people. In fact, Reatha, I met Elvis Presley's cousin was there last night, Ella. And she had behind-the-scenes pictures and this book she did. It was really so interesting. And we're going to be talking about that. But, I tell you, every day I wake up and look outside, I don't take it for granted. Because
it's wonderful. It is indeed wonderful. And that brings us up to our hot topics.
Hot topic time. And
okay.
Drum roll. Drum roll.
Okay.
Ripped from the headline. Today's hot topic.
Well, the thing everyone in Hollywood is talking about today, of course, is the Emmy Awards. It was a really good show. I don't always catch the award shows. I should probably since I'm in the business, but I usually don't. But I did last night. Jimmy Kimmel did a great job. He did a lot of stuff that was a little out of the ordinary, but I thought overall he did a good job. I enjoyed the show. I actually watched it all from beginning to end. The gowns, as always, were lovely. The people were lovely. It was a wonderful Hollywood event. I wasn't there personally, but I did watch it on TV, as most people did. But just to go over some of the winners quickly, in case you didn't happen to see it, Game of Thrones won a gazillion awards last night. They succeeded as being the most decorated or awarded primetime series. I personally have never watched an entire episode of Game of Thrones, but apparently people love it. It's an HBO show. The comedy series was Veep, and that's also an HBO show. That's won a ton of awards also, with Louis-Dreyfus is the star of it, and her father apparently just passed away this last Friday. And she was on the show, and she was in tears, and it was really a very touching moment in the Emmys. The miniseries or movie was The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. O.J. is just a gift that keeps on giving, what can we say? But they won a lot of awards for the actors and for the series. The TV movie was Sherlock, The Abominable Bride, Masterpiece Theater on PBS. Variety talk series was Last Week Tonight with John Oliver on HBO. A variety sketch series with Key and Peele on Comedy Central. actor in a comedy series was Jeffrey Tambor. Transparent, actress in a comedy series was Julia Louis-Dreyfus for Beat. Actor in a drama series was Rami Malek for Mr. Robot. Actress in a drama series, Tatiana Maslany for Orphan Black. An actor in a miniseries or movie was Courtney B. Vance for The People vs. O.J. Simpson. Actress in a miniseries was Sarah Paulson for The People vs. O.J. Supporting actor in a drama was Ben Mendelsohn for Bloodline. Supporting actress in a drama was Maggie Smith for Downton Alley. As you can see, NBC, ABC, CBS, what are you doing? You didn't win any major awards. When I look over this list, it's really unbelievable. The only thing I see that a major network actually won was the reality competition program for The Voice. Everything else went to either cable or some other type of medium that they were sending the show out over. It's amazing. There is so much content, so many shows, so much to watch, but I really think the networks need to take a look at the primetime Emmys this year because they were just totally wiped out of all of the major categories. So it just goes to show people don't want to just watch all the junk that's on TV. I'm sorry I'm calling it junk, but a lot of it is. They're looking at the more quality stuff, the stuff that more money goes into, or maybe it's even shot cheaper, but it's shot well, and it has story, and it's something that people want to watch. Key and Peele, I personally love. I was on the show, so of course I'm kind of partial to that. And that's on Comedy Central. Congratulations especially to them because there's some guys that work really hard, and I'm really glad that they got the recognition. But you can go online. Everybody's got a list of all the winners to see all of the winners that were awarded last night. But really, NBC, ABC, CBS, you really need to get your stuff together because apparently you ain't winning awards. So what's hot. You'll be able to see being on internet and everything all day today about the Emmys. And your hot topic, Jim.
Rita, it goes to show you how everything's changing. You know, I mean, it's total transition, the television situation and the shows and pictures. People are coming home and they're just watching it with a different perspective. It's just transforming the basic 8 channels or whatever to hundreds or thousands of channels and different networks. And it's just a total transformation, which you're aware
of. Amazing.
But, it is. But anyway, getting into the news a little bit, we have the New Jersey, New York bombings. Ahmad Raham, 28 years old, was identified as the bomber, and he's in custody after a shootout. They have him in custody. And the explosion injured 29 people Saturday in Manhattan, and then another bomb exploded Saturday at Seaside Park. And the Marines and the sailors were having a race, but no injuries at that location. And then as far as Aretha's tech stuff, she probably knows about this, the Galaxy Voice 7 a handset, they're having a problem, and the blame is kind of pointing to Apple. Samsung's latest smartphone, which is probably the front runner in the most high-tech phones around, is facing a bit of a problem. It can explode. And when someone finds out the new cool cell phone that can blow up, it's going to kind of hurt sales, I would imagine. But it's a battery issue, and it can explode while charging. And they've had cars have had a problem with explosions in cars, and there's been a house fire burnt in a house. So you have to take note with the Galaxy Note 7 handset and they're going to be at
the
Samsung
Stadium. They've recalled them all. I told them, take them back.
Ripped from the headline. Today.
There we go. Reba. You did cover the Emmys, Reba, and I have no idea what you're talking about. Congratulations to all the stars and all the shows. Sorry, guys, don't watch any of the shows. Never heard any of the stars, but I congratulate them all. It's just that, I mean, I remember Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin. I love the roast, and it's just a generation gap. I just don't know any of these people, but I used to laugh so hard at the Dean Martin roast. And I remember I remember Pamela Hasselhoff called me up one time. She said, Jim, David wants me to bring their daughters down. She's going to they have a roast. They're going to have a roast with David. And I said, Pam, don't bring them down. I don't recommend that. And sure enough, she brought them at David's suggestion, and she said it was a disaster because, Aretha, the roasts today are just nasty, and I don't understand the humor and why people would laugh at that stuff. But
well, we're just not in a good place in the world. That they were talking about the nasty tweets about the dresses at the Emmys. Why would you care enough to tweet nasty things about someone's clothing? I mean, what kind of world do we live in? But that brings us up to our first commercial.
Commercial time, folks.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Azuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
We do it the easy way, and 47,000 major companies follow Eric, and they want to know how did he do what he did, and you can just research it, and you'll see. So, Rita, I know it was exciting and everything. It was a wrap-up. We have a very interesting caller. I hope she has time to call in. I was actually on her yacht yesterday. Her name is Mary Duda, and I'll tell you what, this lady is amazing, and she has worked with NASA. She's an amazing artist, and she's a virtual reality expert, kind of your field a little bit. Worked at the Epcot Center, NASA, worked for NASA, and I went to one of her events. And it was amazing. The gentleman was standing there moving his arms around with these little paddles in his hand with the headset on. And I looked to the right, and everything he was doing, all the movements were appearing on the computer screen. He was basically redesigning some kind of DNA formula or whatever. But it wasn't just a hand-to-hand movement. He was creating this and, like, painting this technological picture. I don't know. Mary didn't have to explain it. But let's see if we got it. Mary, are you on with us?
Yes, I am.
Ah, there
good morning.
Rita,
good morning, Mary.
Gray.
Good morning.
And I don't know if your resume is too long to list, but I gave Rita and the folks a little bit of a, touch base a little bit on, you worked with the Olympics, you worked with NASA at the Epcot Center, and your art studio is amazing. So you have so much on your plate, and I thank you for our little event last night on your beautiful boat. It was so great.
Oh, you're welcome. It was fun. Yeah, it was great.
It was.
Beautiful
and we had
night.
Some interesting people on board too. But anyway, tell us a little about what's on the table now for you, because I know you have so much going on and your artistry. You're planning on relocating your location over to San Pedro, I believe, within a...
Well, we're looking at expanding, but we're still going to be in the General Marina Del Rey area with the galleries over on actually Manchester and Lincoln is where we're located. So we'll still have that location, and we do a lot of events that are holistic healers. I mean, every day we seem to have a different event. So if people would like to find out and get on our email list, they can just go to my website, dudaarts.com, and we'll put them on the email list and send them out so they can come to some of these great events that we're having.
Well,
and, yeah,
tell
you know,
us about the gallery. Tell us about the gallery first. What is
exactly
the gallery?
The gallery, well, it's my work, and I do abstract symbolic painting, and we do a lot of my art. We actually use it to help charities. So I work with Heal the Bay quite a bit. We've done abstract underwater worlds, and what we do is I sell them as fine art editions. I have a whole series in the center of my gallery, which is 12 abstract paintings, the human divine story. And I have a book coming out called Star Rover, A Journey to God. And each of those paintings are a part of that in that 12 series. So again, we give talks on that a lot, and the book will be out by the end of the year. It'll be really an art poetry book based on the artwork. So the art illustrates the actual story, and then I just tell the story according to the art. But having it abstract, it really reaches people on a deeper level because then they can vibrate to it, what works for them. So,
and what kind of events do you have there?
We do, as an example, on Mondays, we have Miracle Mondays with Dr. Sarah Larson, and we've had events with Ricky B. from the Agape Church to help promote her. She wants to build a new educational center in Compton. We have events with Dr. Theo, and he does a special kind of sort of a meditative Qigong in a sense. We just did an event on Saturday, and we had the group called the Black Business Professionals, and we had a couple of authors that came in. We do a lot of book signings and that type of thing, and one of the authors wrote a book on how to integrate Qigong into your life and showed some movements, and the other author has a book called Finding Happily, and it's about, she's a relationship coach, so she gave some tips on relationships. That just gives you a kind of an example of quite a few different types of events that we do all the time.
So you're an artist and more.
Yes, and what Jim was describing in terms of my work, I did things like I produced Epcot's grand opening, and then because I'm an artist, I have the sensibility when I produce these big shows or these events, I bring that art to the event. We just did the DR Hackathon for the urban kids. It was Compton versus Oakland at the Space Center in Downey. And that was a great event, and Jim was able to come too. And we basically are helping the kids learn about virtual reality and learn how to create applications for the community. So instead of doing violent games, they're creating positive games. So really... But my work, whether it's my artwork or my work in the field of new media, it's really all about promoting the concept of positive purpose and nonviolence in virtual reality or in games or any of that. And so I'm working with NASA and created a racing game that's going to be coming out, again, towards the beginning of next year, that is taking NASA's digital surface of the moon that they've recorded and then creating an actual simulation of it in virtual reality, which I did 10 years ago. It was used in planetariums, but now with the new technology, we can actually have it in the home. So you'll be able to experience what it's like being on the moon and then race on the moon in these super future racers.
Wow. There's tech
amazing
for you.
Amazing. Yeah, I went to the festival in New York, and they had several virtual reality films that they were showing. And I did one. It was amazing the way it shot differently from a regular motion picture. It had, you know, a camera on, or several cameras in circles, and it just encompasses the whole room. And you really feel like you are in that particular place when you're watching it. Now, I know that they're doing it for home now. Is Samsung the only phone, do you know, that has the virtual reality phones?
Well, actually, you can, what's really great and why it's expanding so rapidly, in fact, the estimates of it'll be an adoption rate for VR 5 times over the iPhone early adoption. So it's rapidly going into your home. And it isn't just the Samsung, as you pointed out. Samsung was an early adopter, and they actually have something called Samsung Gear, where you can put your phone, and it's designed for that phone, which is an Oculus Rift product. Oculus is the company that was originally purchased by Facebook for $2 billion, and that's where the emphasis in VR really got the momentum 2 years ago. So you can take any phone. It could be your iPhone, LG phone. In fact, some of the manufacturers, although interestingly enough, for some reason, Apple hasn't really jumped into the fray yet, but people like companies like LG has actually created their own headset, and they're pretty low cost. And so those would work with the phones. Now, you can get a Google Cardboard. So, you know, listeners, like, you can go online and just go to Amazon or one of those kinds of places, and you can get it for $10. You can get a, or less even sometimes, you can get a Google-type Cardboard VR headset, and you can put any phone in it. So there's no really cost prohibited. And then the applications, like going to the moon, let's say, or walking around the Grand Canyon, these kinds of experiences shot in 360, lots of them are free or very low cost, like a dollar maybe. So you can literally have VR on your phone with these cardboard headset with applications for something under $20.
Awesome. That's absolutely awesome. So what do you have coming up next that you'd like to tell our listeners about?
Well, we're going to do another VR hackathon for the kids, and we're scheduling it in early next year. So we definitely want the community to know about it because it's going to be expanded from Oakland and Compton. We're actually going to reach out to communities in other states as well, and down in San Diego. And so it's going to be really exciting, and the kids will be able to enter. We have Oculus Rift, which is the major VR headset. And I should mention that there are headsets that don't work with phones that are really the high-end ones, and those are the ones that, you know, are more like $600, $700, $800 headsets, which are just coming out for this Christmas season. And so with that company, we're actually going to be promoting kids to create what I like to call put the virtue into the virtual. So that's coming up on that side. That's under my company called SciOart, and Scio means knowledge. So it's the art of knowledge, learning through fun. And we'll have ongoing coding classes we're setting up across the community for kids to practice until they get to the actual hackathon. At the gallery, we have upcoming events all the time on schedule. It varies, and so I know we have different book signings and things, and again, that would be something that we can send out an email to people that are interested in it. They can just, again, go to the website, and then we'll put them on the list, and that's dudaarts.com, which is dudaarts.com.
And, Aretha, that event that I went to with when I met Mary over at the Museum for the Space Shuttle, it was amazing, the talented kids that were there, and they literally design their own programs and everything. It's a great opportunity for them to share their knowledge and to let people know what they can do. There's a lot of people that really have talents, the young people, don't they, Mary? I mean,
oh yeah, it was amazing. We had the winners actually, which is kind of funny, but we had a girl team that won, and
yay.
three young women. Yeah, they won, and their application was for the environment, and it was a game in virtual reality where you fly over cities and you see the problems of pollution, and then you go down and then you have solutions that you come up with, but they're solutions that are real solutions. So then you're researching and seeing what's available, whether it be solar power or some kind of desalinization plant, I mean, whatever it is, or products that are green, events that you can go to, all of that. So it's really not so much a game as it is a information system, but they were phenomenal. Their presentation was so good, and I was one of the judges, that the two other judges, we looked at each other like, amazing. And we thought the reason was because these girls, they actually didn't stop working. It started from 8 in the morning to 8 at night, Saturday and Sunday, Labor Day weekend, and the girl team, they did not stop working. I should say that, you know, there were other great applications. The second prize winner was a wonderful application that was a mixed team. I think there was one young girl on the team, and then a couple of students from Compton High, and in that 16 year age group, 16, 17, and they made one where you could practice how to be safe during a fire. So you can imagine that concept, how to be safe with these terrible attacks that have gone on. And certainly our prayers and best wishes go out to the families in New York and elsewhere where this occurred. It's just a tragedy. And so we do need these kinds of programs. And in VR, you could actually better train the firefighters, and you could better train just the public in general of what to do when emergencies occur, whether it's fire or some other tragedy. So
one of the things is training them is one thing, but I, for firsthand, could tell because I'm a fire department back in the Chicago area. They know, they have the knowledge, and yet when I saw the buildings falling down, and it was the afterwards, all the disaster, but afterwards, when all the people were around that, especially the firemen looking for in the rubble, they're not wearing their this was 30 years after I learned this stuff. And here
right.
I'm thinking they would definitely have that knowledge. And they're walking around without their air packs. And I said, at the time, I said, all those people are going to be really sick because all the poison gases that come up are just, there's so many. And yet, fair enough, now we're hearing about all the problems they're having.
The tragedy, the early responders, and we know various people working on programs to help their families and them, because another tragedy was that the government wasn't really assisting these families to the level that they should, and that's slowly been changing, but it's a real tragedy. We keep losing them every year. We have deaths from that of cancer, various forms of cancer.
It's amazing, and I don't know where it's going from here, because this is it's like we're in a technical age, but doesn't it seem to be advancing even faster than the gradual build up to where we're at now? But now it seems to be multiplying itself in technology and advancement, it seems, with the three-dimensional and so on.
Yeah, and the beauty is that, as you know, the military has used simulation for officer training. There's a program with USC over here in Silicon Beach, and they have been using it for many, you know, probably 20 years. And so now those kinds of trainings, because the cost factor has come down where you don't have to have that kind of facility, which costs millions of dollars, Now we can take these little headsets, right, and we can actually reach out for better training in all levels, really. So it's a huge industry that's blossoming, and within the next 5 years, it's a multi-billion-dollar industry. Probably the estimates are over $100 billion from zero, you know, this last year almost, going up to that kind of industry.
Wow.
Well, that's why I tell parents and grandparents, let those kids play with those games. You never know who's going to be the next creator of the next movement.
That's right.
And,
well, Mary,
and like you said,
next,
it's a billion-dollar industry.
When is your next event going to be regarding, like, the one I went to last time? Because I want Rita to go to this because she's into the tech stuff. She would have really appreciated that event, but she couldn't go at the time.
We are scheduled. We have not finalized schedule. We're looking at February as the schedule. We were thinking, because we're coordinating it with the various locations right now. So as soon as we have the final date, I will let you know. But it'll be in that early part of the first quarter of next year.
You got to make
it. Well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Mary.
If anyone wants to get in touch with Mary and find out about all this fabulous stuff that's going on with the gallery, with the virtual reality, with her artwork, you got a lot of stuff going on. Go to DudaArts.com, DudaArts.com. I'm going to go sign up and get on the mailing list. I want to find out what's going on.
Yeah.
You can also do a direct email, which is the dudaartist@gmail.com.
dudaartist@gmail.com.
Yeah,
awesome.
Either way.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Sorry I couldn't make the event last night. Sound like it was fabulous, but I look forward to being on your mailing list.
And thank you again for the event last night on your beautiful yacht. It was so nice. And let's do it again.
Absolutely. Let's do it again. And, you know, looking forward to it.
All right, Mary.
And, you know, anyone that's interested in assisting in what we're working on or being part of it, just give us an email or look at the website. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Thank you again, Mary.
Thank you.
We'll have
okay.
to back up. Yes. See, Reeve, I
yeah.
told you. There's some, you would really enjoy her events as far as the technology goes. And I got a little bit on my camera. I'll send it to you. But
okay.
anyway, moving right along here. Are we commercial
smartphone,
time?
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
It's tech time. Jim talked about the Galaxy 7. I had talked about the Galaxy 7 a couple of weeks ago, how it's exploding. And it's the worst thing that could happen for Samsung with their Galaxy 7, but it's the best thing that could have happened for Apple. The iPhone 7 just came out the other day, just in time when they are recalling all of these Samsung's Galaxies. They are not able to replace them because it's over a million phones just in the United States alone that they have to replace. They don't have the replacements ready yet. So some of those people, I'm sure, are going to switch over to iPhone 7 simply because they can't wait to replace their phone. So the iPhone 7 is out. They ran out of the iPhone 7S with the pre-order sales, the big size one. You know, they come in two sizes now, the small and the larger one. So the big iPhone 7 sold out in pre-sales, but I understand you can still get the regular iPhone 7. And it's got a lot of new features. Most of us are going to be most happy about the splash and water resistant. Now, this does not mean that it's now an underwater phone or an underwater camera. It just means that for that hot second that you drop it into the water, if you retrieve it immediately, it will not kill your phone. For those of us who have killed at least one, two, I've killed by water. So that's definitely an improvement. The new home button doesn't really act as a button, so you're going to have to get used to a certain different feel. And it comes in several different colors for the cases. But the biggest thing that I think that they're talking about is the camera. Now, they have a 12-megapixel wide-angle and telephoto cameras. That means two cameras in one phone. I'm not exactly sure how it works. It works as one camera, but there's two cameras in there. One is an optical zoom. So before they were just doing a digital zoom, which it also still has, but it also has an optical zoom, which is an actual zoom, which comes out better in your pictures. It's supposed to have the most powerful chip ever in a smartphone. It's supposed to be two times faster than the iPhone 6. And the thing that I like the best is it's supposed to have the longest battery life ever in an iPhone. Well, that's not saying a whole lot, but it's got to be better than what you get now because you can barely get a day out of an iPhone now. The other thing is the headphone jack is gone. Absolutely missing. Because all of it's done through Bluetooth. So you're going to have to get the earbuds with the lightning connector, which goes into where you normally would charge your phone. So you can use a cord, but it's going to be a new cord. It'll be different from the cords that we've been using. Or you'll get the AirPods. Now, everybody was concerned about losing the iPod, the AirPods. But I heard that they fit very snugly in your ears, and they're really comfortable. I haven't tried them yet. I'm going to check them out in the next couple of days. And then it's two times louder than the iPhone 6S. Now, I don't know if I need mine any louder. I know a bunch of generations are wiping out their hearing with these headphones that we wear all the time. But it's supposed to be two times louder, which would be good, though, just coming from the speakers. That would be great because it does have a new stereo speaker system in the iPhone 7. So it's supposed to be lighter, and it's got all kinds of all the regular bells and whistles like Siri and that kind of stuff.
It's going to be iOS 10, and it's supposed to be fabulous. Again, I haven't gotten mine yet. I look forward to it. I really look forward to the earbuds. And it's out. It's available. So, and the lines have gone down now, so if you didn't want to stand in line, you can go to your Apple store or your carrier and get your new iPhone 7. And that brings us up to Jim's Gems.
So, question, Retha. Can you overcharge? Yes. Like, you know, I plug in my cell phone, and it, you know, it could take an hour. The new phones go faster. But what happens if I leave it in all night? Is that not good for it to charge too long?
No, they haven't had those battery memory problems for a while. The battery has a memory, and it knows when it's full. It stops charging. That's what keeps it from exploding. That's part of the problem with the Galaxy phone. The battery, or that is the problem, the battery doesn't know when it's charged or when it's hot. And so it will keep charging or keep heating and eventually overheat and explode.
Okay, another quick question. You plug in your laptop, you have the cord, and then there's a little box, and then it goes to another cord, and it plugs in your laptop then into the wall. That whatever that box is called, that little square thing, you know, is that supposed to get warm? I mean,
They do get warm. They are, in theory, not supposed to get hot enough to ignite anything, but it's always wise not to keep it buried under anything. I have a bad habit. I sleep with my laptop half the time, and I try to be careful to make sure that that box is not buried in the covers or under papers. So, it does get warm, but it shouldn't get excessively hot. It shouldn't get hot enough to ignite anything.
Huh. Interesting. Well,
okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim from Jim.
Well, you're thinking of retiring, you want to be grounded. You know, you want to keep some common sense. Ways to make a smooth transition to retirement. An article in USA Today, I'm just going to share this with you. Many people have the time of their lives while it comes to retirement, while others feel kind of lost, especially they're in a transition to their new lifestyle. About two-thirds of retired baby boomers say they had challenges adapting, to this new change in their life. One survey showed that, we talked about this before. You're the CEO of a company, you're a manager, you're in the military, whatever. And then it's the big transition to, you know, a little part-time job or just hanging out. So among the toughest parts, they say, is missing the day-to-day social connections with colleagues and getting used to the new and difficult routine and finding ways to give meaning and purpose to their lives. You see, I mean, you can imagine Douglas MacArthur. But anyway, USA Today asked several retirement experts for their best advice to the transition period and retirement, making the most of this period of their life. Realizing that retirement may be your best opportunity to maximize time spent doing what you really like to do, says psychologist Mary Langren. Some people know exactly what they want to do and where and with whom. Others, often those who had devoted a lot of time and effort to responsibilities and duties, didn't necessarily make them happy, and they need time and permission to break out of the old habits and their new patterns. Doing your homework may help you safeguard the resources that will enable you to, you know, play successfully and transition. Money isn't everything, but it sure matters, because we talked about this before. We don't plan when we're younger, when we retire, that we're going to be spending money on remodeling our homes or taking the kids or grandkids to places. A lot of that's not in the budget. And remember the scenario I told you, the average baby boomer made $44,000 a year, and they're supposed to retire, according to financial planners, with 11 times that amount, which is $500,000. Well, in reality, the average baby boomer retires with $25,000, and we all know that lasts a long time, like maybe a year. Plan to get out and be with others. Research consistently shows that people who spend time with others are healthier and happier than those that are isolated. I remember my mother, when she retired, she was into the cards and the poker and the canasta and the bridge and all that, and met a lot of people. A lot of the seniors played cards, and the ones that didn't, they were left out a little bit. Stay as healthy as you can. There are factors you cannot control that have a huge impact on your life. All right. The genetic cards you're dealt, sometimes, I mean, you know, you cannot tell what's around the corner. So be prepared, stay in shape. And if you do wind up in a situation, I wind up in a situation, a lot of people do, you make the best of it and you just eat well, you exercise, let your doctor give you heads up, and you go from there. But it's that attitude that's so important. I keep sharing that with people. That's why I share my stories. And they've actually proven that your brain changes chemistry when you think positive. And understand the transition to retirement. It's a process that it basically takes time. And that's basically it, Rita. You know, be prepared. When you come to a retirement phase, you have to just get involved. And we go over and over, Rita. Share that on the show. Get involved with people. And there's programs with volunteering. There's you could start your own business. There's so much that can keep you active and alive and healthy and well. And that's what we always tell you to do on the show, is stay busy, stay healthy and active. And you do that, Rita. I mean, you're always moving and doing your shows and your tryouts and everything. So, plus your
vacation.
You got
to stay busy.
Yeah. Where's your next trip? I mean, you're going to go scuba diving in the Tahitian Islands, or what are you going, skydiving somewhere?
Actually, this Friday I'm going to be participating in the annual Firefighters and Friends Cerebral Public Celebrity Waiters Luncheon to benefit United Cerebral Palsy. So I'm going to be down in San Diego this weekend actually working at a charity event raising money for United Cerebral Palsy. So San Diego is my next destination.
Well, Easy Way Cares has so many, works with so many charities, so many nonprofits. And we got Easy Way TV, WCOBM. I don't know if you haven't made any of the shows yet. You have to come down sometime. Hollywood Divine, Rita. They have some great shows down there. A lot of Andy McPhee from the Sons of Anarchy, and a lot of celebrities show up. And then Eric puts on, he has people come out in front of the show and actually on Hollywood Boulevard. And we had a drummer set come out. These young kids were doing the drumming, dancers. It's really exciting. And we got the Wall of Fame.
Well, I look forward. I'm going to have to get out there. You know, Jim, we are running out of time rapidly here. So
Easy Way Magazine.
I just want to remind everybody that we're here every Monday morning, 10 a.m. The radio show, what day is the Hollywood Divine
Monday
show?
Morning. We got Monday mornings, 10 o'clock. And, Rita, there's a possibility we might even be getting into a little live stuff. I don't want to say too much now, but we'll see what happens here.
Right. No, but, I mean, when is Eric's show, the one on Hollywood and Vine?
Oh, well, they have that at different times.
Okay. So they just need to text 21777 or text Easy Way. To 21777, you can find out everything going on, all things easy. And we'll be back next Monday morning at 10 a.m.
10 a.m., Rafe, before you know it, that'll be here.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your hosts, Rita Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.